Paper 132, Section 6. Social Ministry. Here in Rome also occurred that touching incident in which the creator of a universe spent several hours restoring a lost child to his anxious mother. This little boy had wandered away from his home, and Jesus found him crying in distress. He and Gained were on their way to the libraries, but they devoted themselves to getting the child back home. Gained never forgot Jesus' comment. "You know, Gained, most human beings are like the lost child. They spend much of their time crying in fear and suffering in sorrow, when, in very truth, they are but a short distance from safety and security, even as this child was only a little way from home. And all those who know the way of truth and enjoy the assurance of knowing God should esteem it a privilege, not a duty, to offer guidance to their fellows in their efforts to find the satisfactions of living. Did we not supremely enjoy this ministry of restoring the child to his mother? So do those who lead men to God experience the supreme satisfaction of human service." And from that day forward, for the remainder of his natural life, Gained was continually on the lookout for lost children whom he might restore to their homes. There was the widow with five children whose husband had been accidentally killed. Jesus told Gained about the loss of his own father by an accident, and they went repeatedly to comfort this mother and her children, while Gained sought money from his father to provide food and clothing. They did not cease their efforts until they had found a position for the eldest boy so that he could help in the care of the family. That night, as Gained listened to the recital of these experiences, he said to Jesus, good-naturedly, "I propose to make a scholar or a businessman of my son, and now you start out to make a philosopher or philanthropist of him." And Jesus smilingly replied, "Perhaps we will make him all four. Then can he enjoy a fourfold satisfaction in life, as his ear for the recognition of human melody will be able to recognize four tones instead of one." Then said Gained, "I perceive that you really are a philosopher. You must write a book for future generations." And Jesus replied, "Not a book. My mission is to live a life in this generation and for all generations." But he stopped, saying to Gained, "My son, it is time to retire."